it goes back to about 2001 in the fall. The president at that time, President Vitruba, met with Neil Marison, who was the head of the foundation, and they were talking about ways to bring student philanthropy to the college community, and they started this partnership at that point in time, and we've been going with it ever since.
How does the program work? I know it helps students raise money for nonprofit partnership projects. How does that actually work?
The Scripps Howard Center for Civic Engagement here that's directed by Mark Nykirk, they raise all the funds. So he goes out and gets the funds for us. And then what we do is we give $2,000 to each class. And each class has the opportunity to give that away in either a $2,000 award or two $1,000 awards. And they give those to nonprofits in the community, and it ties into whatever they're learning about in that class. So they can tie it in to that subject. And sometimes they have the nonprofits come in and present to the class. Sometimes the students go out to the nonprofits. That's kind of the basic concept.
So these are really driven by student projects and student research to find out who's the most deserving.
Yeah, absolutely. The teachers define it by saying, okay, these are the types of needs we'd like you to look at, but the students really get to run with it and they really get to make all the decisions. That's what's really so cool about the project is they get to determine who the money goes to. They decide whether they give it in $1,000 sum or in $2,000. You know, the students really make all the decisions about the project.
And there's such a variety of different nonprofits that have been involved with the students. Can you give me an idea of the different types of projects that you've been able to fund?
Yeah, there's really a variety of classes. That's one of our goals is to get this going across campus in all different types of ways. You know, you tend to think of it fitting very well with social sciences, but we also do it. We've seen it happen in chemistry, theater, all different types of classes. So, for instance, some of the classes had raised money and they helped the theater group to get a black curtain to put behind the stage. There was another class who was an environmental science class and they went out and learned how to shock and tag fish to, you know, help with water and water treatment and what was going on there. So we really had quite a variety of different classes going out and doing all different kinds of things in the community.
This sounds like a truly unique opportunity. What do students and the community partners tell you about this experience?
Students really love it. I was at an award ceremony the other night, and a student told me that when I did this in my class, that it was her favorite class that she had taken in the time that she was here, and she's getting ready to graduate. You hear that quite often. It's just such a different experience from what students get to do in their other classes, and they really get to be engaged in the community and learn about not only what they're learning in the classroom, get to apply that in the community. It's just such a great experience. They really enjoy it, and the nonprofits are always so overwhelmed. The award ceremony is such a great time because the nonprofits get to get up and tell us their stories, and you know, they're talking about how much this really truly impacts them, and even though it's $1,000 or $2,000, what they're truly able to do in the community with that money. So it's just really a great experience.
You can find out how to get more information about Marison Foundation projects at NKU on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Danielle McDonald, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.